At a recent networking social for digital gamers, the room's abuzz. It's full of what one middle-aged man calls young guns, like 26-year-old Forrest Woolworth. He started the game company Per Blue with fellow computer science and engineering students from UW-Madison in 2008.
We were at 12 people at the beginning of this year, and now we're more than double our staff. I mean, there's a lot of job creation that are seeing a lot of success, kind of more of the newer kind of game breed.
Per Blue is getting state help in two ways, tax credits for hiring and also tax credits for investors.
There is a fair amount of investor dollars flowing around if you know where they are, basically. So that's not necessarily a big issue, but I mean, obviously more money would overall be good, but it's more so about getting actual good people involved, good companies, good products in there to actually fund. I mean, throwing more money at it isn't necessarily going to magically create stuff.
Struggling states want to create jobs, and tax breaks are one way they're attempting to do it. One of the fastest-growing sectors is gaming technology, both educational and recreational. A professor who teaches tax law at UW-Madison says most people support innovation and state help for startups. But Allison Christian says sorting out which companies are worthy of tax breaks can be a gray area.
There's not a really easy way to make a value judgment or a normative list. Okay, these are good technological developments and we want to support them, and here are some bad technological developments, or at least normatively we're indifferent to these other ones and we don't want to support them. There's no really easy way to make that dividing line.
One of the video games produced by a company that got state help is Zombie Wranglers. In 2010, the Green Bay company Frozen Codebase got $100,000 in tax breaks from just one incentive program.
You see states really taking aggressive tax incentive positions. For example, in the film industry is a big one, and Wisconsin is part of this.
In Wisconsin, the maximum film credit is $500,000. This credit's also extended to video game companies. There's good reason why, says Jeremy Shafton. He founded the Madison company, Door 6 Incorporated. It makes video games for mobile phones.
We're probably already in the top 10 cities for gaming, and I would think we could easily go into the top few just by the continued growth of companies like ours.
That may sound a bit brash and bold for a 23-year-old gaming executive, but Shafton's company is what's called a qualified new business venture. That means his company has state approval for investor tax breaks, up to 25% credit on the amount invested.
Credits like these incentivize investors in and outside of the state to put their money into Wisconsin companies, so I don't really see negatives.
There may not be negatives, but taxpayers want confidence how their money's being spent on all companies that get state funds, says Jack Norman. He's with the Institute for Wisconsin's Future.
At a minimum, there should be an easily accessible public database for every tax credit or subsidy given to a company, identifying the company, the amount of money, all the promises about the jobs, and showing what progress is being made year to year.
A spokesman for the former State Commerce Department, now known as the Economic Development Corporation, says the agency is implementing ways to improve transparency within state government. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.